Thank you, Debbie. Debbie's keeping me on the straight and narrow, so I would invite the children to come forward. I usually do this after the gospel reading in most congregations, so I apologize for not memorizing the bulletin. Conrad, you have grown so much. And you have a special t-shirt on. You're showing me, aren't you? What is it? Is it Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Now, you have flags. And Mason, is it Mason? Am I remembering? I don't remember your sister's name, though.
Ashton.
Mason and Ashton. And then we have Rebecca and Anna and Nora. Yes, welcome. We're so glad to have you visiting with us from Cary Lutheran Church. How lucky we are to have you here. Well, this morning, the gospel reading is about healing. So, do any of you have boo-boos from the summer already? Any have scratches or mosquito bites? One on your foot? Mosquito bites. Anybody have jigger bites like me? Oh my golly, they're driving me nuts this year. You do, yeah. You do. So when you get a really, really bad injury, like a boo-boo, a really bad one, who do you go to?
The doctors.
The doctors, that's right. And what does the doctor do to help you? Yeah. Sometimes they give you an x-ray if they think that you've broken a bone. Sometimes they give you shots. Yeah, if you just have a boo-boo, Nora, what usually?
Three
shots, Conrad. Oh, my golly. Nora, if you just have like a minor scratch or something. Two shots on both your legs. Oh, my golly. Did that hurt? Did it hurt? Well, I brought, just in case anything happened to me this morning, I brought some medical stuff here. So if I have an upset stomach, I take this. If I have a scratch that's kind of bleeding but not real bad, you recognize Band-Aids. They're just plain old Band-Aids, though. They're nothing special. So, yes, that's it. That is exactly what you might put a Band-Aid on. If I get poison ivy, I use this. If I have a headache, I take a baby aspirin. If I have a sore throat, I spray this because it makes my throat feel better. If, as I do all the time, I have an aching neck or an aching back, I rub this on because it makes me feel better. Then, for my mosquito bites, I use this. It is an itch-stopping cream, and I love it. It really helps those doggone mosquito bites. But there's one important healing thing that we can all do for ourselves and for other people. And it has to do with this. Does anybody recognize this, Kim? You recognize it, right? Do you ever pray over these before they get sent out to people so they can be wrapped around people? Well, you might need to explain to Rebecca and Anna and Nora what this is.
I have one.
You have one. You do, Ashton. Isn't that great? Tell Rosalie, can you tell our visitors what?
I have one for mine.
You have one? I didn't hear that, so that's okay. This is a prayer shawl. That's what you call them. Prayer shawl. So anytime people need healing. Do you want to? It's a lovely one, and it's my favorite color. Anytime people need healing, the congregation will bring these out, and it'll pass through the congregation, and everybody will touch it. So Rosalie, you're going to start it. So, and you'll say, God, please heal this person. Please heal this person. And Mason and Ashton, God, please heal this person. And girls, all of you, God, please heal this person. Now, you've put all your prayers into this, and I'm going to take it with me. So when I don't feel so good, I'm going to get this out, and I'm going to think of those healing prayers that you have given me. So I thank you for that. So as people in a church, we can all be healers, right? Through our prayers. So thank you for being a healer today to help me. Prayers, prayer requests, happenings, rejoicings. Nothing? What are you doing this summer? Nothing? So are you all just sleeping and never getting up and doing nothing? You're going to the beach. You're going on vacation. You the beach too. Okay. Well, then let's thank God for the beach. Okay? And Rebecca, on the edge of my chair there, do you see those things on the chair right there? See? Would you bring those door hangers for me, for everybody? Thank you. Thank you so much. And if you'll give everybody one of them. This is something to remind you that you are a healer because Christ is in your heart. So you put your name on there, and I think you have children's church, right? So either if you have time at children's church or at home, you can do, thank you very much. You can do that. That's because one's for Rebecca. Okay, let's pray for the beach and vacations. Gracious, almighty, loving God, we thank you for these children. Bless them and keep them, O Lord. Help them to know their healing power through hugs and prayers and just good thoughts. Let them have joyful times at the beach and on vacation. Protect them from all harm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. It's so good to see you all again. And to meet you three. So you may go on to Children's Church.